Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody.
It's kind of a weird, wacky Friday. Happy to be with you. I'm Bart. That's Toby. Big show coming up. 10 a.m. Central Standard. This segment brought to you by the live music concert series at the Twisted Fisherman on the River. Friday, Cherry Pie. He's a reggae tonight. That's all tonight. Eric Von Klassen, Natty Nation reggae tomorrow. Check out TwistedFisherman.com. TwistedFisherman.com. We'll talk to our goodest of buddies, Paul Emmett, coming up momentarily. Another good, good buddy, Tony in Texas. Tony Papino, what's happening?
Hey, Bart, I had the coolest moment yesterday. And this is a little bit before your time, but some of your older listeners will remember that Mean Joe Green commercial with the Coke commercial.
Oh, come on, everyone knows Mean Joe Green.
Oh, so this was my little moment. I'm at the gym yesterday, and I'm just getting a drink of water, and I have my Bucks t-shirt on. This little kid comes up to me, Bucks in six. And I'm in Texas.
Wow.
And I just got goosebumps and the biggest smile. And I go, it's for the culture, right? And he goes, yeah. And I went back to the squat rack. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. I was so pumped up about that. So really excited about the Bucks. And this game Saturday is going to be a game that could, I don't want to say pivot our lives, Bart, to a better place. But we're going to be better. I think we're going to feel better about ourselves if we win this game.
The fate of the rest of my life hinges on Saturday. I don't think that's an overstatement.
Isn't it crazy that grown men think like this? But it's so true. If we feel like you're, I don't know, complete? Is that the word? But it's just going to be the coolest thing if they can pull this out, and they're going to have to play their best game and hit some shots. And, you know, defense translates to the road. I think the defense will be good. They got to still cover that three-point line, Bart. That concerns me, but I mean, CP3 is wearing down. We kind of talked about this earlier in the series that we got to wear him down, and Drew's wearing him down. Booker, he's not going to play any better than he did last game. So it's right there for us, and it's going to be so cool if we can pull this out. So, really quick about my coaching peer, Coach Ram. I do want to get a little GoFundMe going for Coach Ram. We can maybe scrounge up $100, have him call in for 5 minutes. Definitely would love to hear what he's got to say about this, especially if the Bucks win.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking me again, where's Ram? Guys, I told him to call in after a win. He's not calling in after a win. He'll call in after, if they lose Saturday, he'll call. I don't even know. Maybe he's just left me. You know, I don't think that he liked that I didn't take his call the other day, and he's saying First Amendment rights have been broken.
I do know that this is not a shtick. This is, and I talked to Ram offline.
Ram says what he believes. Yeah, I know.
He believes. He's 100% behind his thoughts. So, but nonetheless, you know, this is going to be a pivotal weekend in our lives, Bart. And I don't know what we're going to do if we win this series.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go buy four. I'm going to bring Paul Emig in here too, our good buddy.
Okay, can I ask Paul a quick Packer question, or are you against it?
You can ask him. I'll see what Paul says, but go ahead.
Okay. So I heard A.J. Hawk said that Aaron's going to report to camp. And I want to know if Paul thinks if he reports to camp, that means there's a deal in place, or is he just doing it knowing that he's going to be in 1 year and out the next year?
Oh, I appreciate the question.
There's this great Jay Cutler story where a fan saw Jay Cutler in the bathroom and was telling Jay at the urinal, "Hey, Jay, man, big fan. We went to school together. Now I'm a Bears fan, blah, 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 blah." And Jay turned to the fan and said, "Don't care." I think my response to this Rodgers thing is I just don't care. I just need it to be over. Is that an okay answer?
But if the Bucks don't win it, Paul, we need something to hold on to.
The Brewers are in first place. Let's go.
Well, if they make a trade or two, I'll get even more excited about that. But that hitting, I don't think that hit. Bart, I'm calling you on the Bucks or the Brewer post game tonight. If they don't get more than one run, I'm calling you pissed off.
All right, Tony, we'll talk then, buddy.
All right, go Bucks, go Brewers. Talk to y'all soon.
Paul Himmick joining us, our good buddy. I am doing Brewers post tonight. I don't know if I'm going to be in here. First of all, there's rain in the forecast all night in Cincinnati. And then COVID's back in Major League Baseball, and Aaron Judge is just at the All-Star game. So I don't know, Paul.
Optimism, Bart. I thought you said you need to – what's your new, like, mantra that you need to wish wish things into existence, or you need to put the positive into the world that you want to receive back? How have you exactly phrased that in your new, like, positive Zen-like state?
Yeah, I don't know where I fall, like – I'm not, like, a hippie, and I'm not super religious, but I do think – I do believe in – science and energy. So I think that if we put out positive energy, I mean, that sounds very hippie, but there's some science behind it.
Yeah.
If we put out positive energy just gets stronger. My positive energy is I would rather watch SmackDown return to the road and go to bed early tonight.
Fair enough.
So,
I could use some Brewers Reds in my life, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, yeah. It feels like a long time since they played a game.
It really does. It really does. So I'm sorry for your night routine. But you're going to, like, you probably would start, like, heading to the station in, like, the sixth inning, no? Or do you have to be there the whole time?
No. Yeah. No.
You can still get the little dude to bed and have a glass of red and then head to the station?
A glass of red. Turns into a bottle.
Can you imagine how many glasses of red Bud is going to have if things either... Well, you know what? If they go well, he's going to have a celebratory glass of red. If things go poorly, he's going to drown himself in, you know, a couple glasses of red.
I've been asking a question to people I want to ask you in a second. But first, I can't leave this guy hanging too long. It's too good of content. Notebook Mike.
Oh, yes.
Notebook Mike, you're on with Bart and Paul.
I didn't call back.
No, Paul loves you.
Love.
Okay, you might not like my takes today.
Oh, why not, Mike?
You want to know how to get Ram to call?
Yeah.
Your callers and yourself, just ignore them.
Can you turn on your radio?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Hey, Mike, can you emphasize whatever you're going to say with a sound effect, please?
Done.
Paul wants more sound effects.
I need more Notebook Mike sound effects.
Right now, all his family and his friends are saying, Ram, they really want you to call. They really miss you, Ram. So if he finds out that you're not talking about him, he's going to call. Now, do you guys watch Animal Kingdom?
Is that on TNT?
Yeah.
No.
I know about it because of my favorite TV show, All Elite Wrestling's Wednesday Night Dynamite.
Yeah, and Paul's big into Snowpiercer.
I actually, hey, David Diggs from Hamilton is in Snowpiercer. Let's not throw shade on Snowpiercer.
Well, try this Animal Kingdom, you'll never go back. It's kind of a point break LA family. It does a lot of crime and breaks all the rules.
Mike, you're like horse today, dude.
Yeah, that's why I didn't call yesterday.
What's wrong?
No, I get that. Okay, I'm another problem solver from Mike here.
Mike, I don't know how long I can keep you today.
Well, real quick. if the Bucks win 6 or game 7, the parade would probably be Tuesday or Wednesday to next week. So what you got to do is you got to call the department, City of Milwaukee, there's a number.
No, I ain't calling anybody.
Well, I'll call them for you.
I'm doing what I'm doing.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, and how are your 7 golfers doing?
Oh, bad.
Well, I only have one, and I think it went true.
Didn't you take Bryson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a bad day yesterday. He's all pissed.
Well, your friend missed the cut then.
Good, he's an idiot.
And, getting off pace, though, you know, this should be a big thank you to Janet Roy and Jay Pettit.
Mike!
No, it just says it.
Mike, stop playing those. Mike.
All this might not be going on without their help, because they wanted a pro hockey team, and they didn't get it, and they still stayed there with the Bucks.
Yeah.
And Herb Cole could have sold the team, and he's kept the Bucks, so they should get big thank yous. You agree?
I agree.
Are you doing it on the computer?
I don't know where that's coming from.
Oh.
You're not doing that?
No, mine's in the drawer. Let me see where it is.
Paul, are you doing that?
I got the chicken dance.
I don't know who's doing... Oh.
Oh, you mean this.
Mike, there's certain people that think that radio is dying, and they're going to use this as the example. I got to... Well, let's talk on Monday.
All right, we will do that.
Okay.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Notebook Mike. All right, Paul, here's my question for your good buddy Paul Immig.
All I had to do was Google cartoon running sound effect, and it came right up.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you heard I was talking to Frank Madden.
I heard a little bit of it.
He, in the beginning, I lost him. And then he called back in, and we heard dial-up on the air.
That's really good quality content.
I don't know what the hell was happening.
Yeah.
You know, we all can imitate it. Are you, yeah, Paul Immig, Bucks fan,
yes,
Paul, are you emotionally prepared for either outcome? Win title, lose title?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Like, I think they're going to win it. Just check my feed. But if they actually win the NBA Finals, I mean, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is, but it's also, I think, again, I feel when they beat the Nets, I prepared myself for the Bucks winning the title. And I'd go so far as to say I penciled in, like, it wasn't with Sharpie, but with a pretty dark shaded pencil, with a couple of, a couple extra strikes to make it bold, penciled the Bucks in as winning the title. I know that was a lot, 8 more games to go, and you never know what's going to happen. As Giannis's knee, showed us, you never know what's going to happen. His recovery, you never know what's going to happen. But Bart, I think the reason I'm prepared emotionally for them to win it is because I felt like that Nets series was the one that made it realistic. I celebrated that Nets series, and I know you did too. I've seen your Twitter account. I know that for me, that was the time where I'm like, okay, all right, the Bucks, I don't want to say should, but very, 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 very well could win the NBA title this year. Am I prepared if they lose? I think the emotion would more just be like befuddlement. You got to the NBA Finals, and I'm not trying to discredit Phoenix, but
no, but they're better. Bucks are better.
But right, but think, what if you had overlapped this run with the Durant, Curry, Clay, Draymond Warriors? Like, then you'd be like, oh, okay, like, it is what it is. Like, we just ran into a juggernaut. Like, there are times throughout NBA history where you the team you face in the West, no matter how good your run was, you kind of like, oh, okay, like, I get it. Like, we're playing this super duper team, the Warriors. Like, it's fine. Like, I understand why the Bucks didn't win the title. I think if you, again, I'm not trying to discredit Phoenix, but if compared to some of the super teams that have been in the NBA Finals, if you can't, overcome that hurdle, I would just be, the blowing of the chance. And, I would look back in such befuddlement because, I mean, even let's talk about the Warriors, your favorite, your second favorite team. I think it's your second favorite, even though Bucks Bango at one point might have been confused by your number one, number two allegiance in ranking order.
No, I'm a big Orlando Magic fan. I never talk about it.
That's a harder one to admit to.
No, just kidding.
But they have, what, the number 7 and number 14 picks in the NBA draft. They have an asset in James Wiseman. They have Klay Thompson coming back. I mean, if they can really flip all of that for Damian Lillard, or to a lesser degree and keep some of that stuff and, you know, get a Pascal Siakam, like, and then LeBron and Anthony Davis come back next year, and let's say they can recruit, you know, like Alonzo Ball or something to kind of complement their what they're doing. And the point is, like, the West could reload very quickly. And, you know, Kawhi can come back at some point next year after he comes back from his partially torn, and maybe he, you know, maybe they reformulate something with around Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. The point is, like, I think the time to capitalize on winning a championship for the Bucks and for any team that would have represented the East is now. Like, this year, like, this is just like it was 2 years ago when the Bucks couldn't beat the Raptors, and the Raptors went on to beat a very, very incredibly hobbled Warriors team that, you know, I think no matter who would have represented the East would have won that championship, which is why, you know, when we looked back at that series 2 years ago against Toronto, we were all like, what a wasted, blown opportunity because of who you would have played in the finals. I don't think this Phoenix series is quite to that degree, but you have to capitalize on playing this team in the finals. This has to be your chance because the West could get crazy strong very, very fast. And I think your chances wouldn't be as good in the near future. So I'm prepared if they win emotionally because of what they did with the Nets and how I reacted to that. And I don't know if I'm prepared for them to lose. I would just be too, it would take me a while of like anger stage to maybe approach emotional readiness for it.
How do you think momentum plays? They won two, but okay, so Phoenix won two, and then they came here, and it didn't matter because now you're at home. So the Bucks have the momentum, but now they're going back to Phoenix. If I'm Phoenix, though, and I don't want to read too much into just what I saw on TV because I'm not in that locker room. I'm not on that plane ride. But they look like they knew they lost. They let one get away. And if that lingers with them, you know, the Bucks could take advantage of that, too.
Yeah, and I think I sent you and Horvat this last night, but I was trying to get a little bit of a perspective from the national landscape, at least among, you know, like I completely ignore anything that happens on, you know, sports infotainment television because it's not what any of those people, I think, actually believe. They're just, you know, going for ratings. The people who I do respect are a lot of the people that have podcasts, and I know there are mixed opinions sometimes of Bill Simmons, but when Bill Simmons has Ryan Russillo on, I think they are a great duo talking about basketball. And most of the time I'm in agreement with what they're saying. The thing that I found so interesting and a thought that really hadn't crossed my mind as even like a top five consideration, after that game was they were speculating like that Chris Paul was so bad. Like he couldn't even dribble the basketball bad level of bad in game four. That they were speculating about, like, okay, the series is going to wrap up and Chris Paul is going to announce that he has a broken fill-in-the-blank or, like, there's some major injury. Or maybe that just being 36 years old and having gone through a season like this, in which, by the way, Chris Paul, I think, only missed 4 regular season games, which compared to most really good players in a season like this past one that was more compressed is really impressive. Like, he played all the time. So is he just wearing down? Is there an injury? So if the game for Chris Paul, I know you're asking about momentum, but I think it's more about like the health of the players who are available, which this season has proven, and next season will be the same thing because like Bart, Bucks opening night tip-off is in 3 months of next season. It's in 3 months. Like that's for real. Like there's going to be a preseason game, like 85 days from now of next season. So this incredibly compressed three season schedule where they went into the bubble, they come out of the bubble, they have a short break, they play a 72 game regular season. We're playing NBA finals games in mid to late July. Like it's a weird year. It's all about stamina and health of these teams. So I would answer your question partially by saying if Chris Paul is this, the Bucks will win quite handily no matter how well Devin Booker plays. If you know, the Phoenix version, the, you know, playing in Phoenix version of Chris Paul comes back where he's making every contested long step back mid-range jumper, well then the Suns have a chance. So That was a storyline that I hadn't anticipated hearing about when I was listening to Simmons and Russillo, but maybe that's what some people are talking about, is like, why was Chris Paul as bad as he was? I mean, they were throwing around pretty strong adjectives, worse than bad, like brutal, terrible, awful.
He's a liability. He was a liability. He gave the game away.
Yeah, and in a lot of cases, and as you go back and watch it, and they commented on this, was like pretty much Chris Paul said to Cameron Payne, you know, hey, I'm going to go, I'm going to go stand in the corner. You run the offense, which, you know, Chris Paul has waited his entire career for this moment, and he's handing the ball off to Cam Payne while he goes and stands in the corner. Like, that's also
well, he could
not
be
normal.
Hurt. So, I mean, he could be hurt.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what they were saying. Like, is he hurt, or is he just so beaten up from this season that, you know, this is just kind of what's left? You know, these guys aren't, especially a guy who's been in the league as long as Chris Paul has, 16 years later, he was in the 2005 Andrew Bogut draft, that, you know, he's not used to playing competitive, especially he's never been to an NBA Finals. He's certainly not used to playing competitive basketball in mid-July. You know, is he just worn down? Is he hurt? Whatever. So I think that is a storyline that, you know, I'm fascinated by, to see if, like, what version of Chris Paul comes back. Because if Chris Paul is game four, Chris Paul, wrap it up. The series is over. There's nothing the rest of the Phoenix roster can do to overcome Chris Paul being that bad.
Do you think Giannis really had to tinkle, or do you think it's something else?
Gosh, I mean, only Giannis. It's the only thing you can say is only Giannis. How do I politely say I had to tinkle? Gosh, what an awesome... There are people that love the NBA, Bart, who apparently don't like Giannis, and I don't understand.
Well,
that.
It's got to be one of two reasons. Okay, it could be like, well, it could maybe one of three. It could be that I liked him before it was cool, like you do with music. You know, you find a band and then everybody likes them. Like, I liked Dave Matthews Band before they were cool, okay? And then they got cool. And then I was like, oh, they're not that good. Now, of course I love Dave again. I'm a mid-30s white guy. And then there could be that, well, I didn't know. Sometimes I don't like things because I don't know where they come from. I don't know about them. So then they get popular, and I'm like, this is upsetting me. I don't know. I think a lot of people are just mad he didn't come play for their team. And then they can't fathom why he would stay in terrible Milwaukee, which... I mean, has there ever been a city in this country where people have had like a negative opinion about, and then they come here and they're like, "Wow, that's a cool place," more than Milwaukee?
Doesn't seem like it, except for Stephen A. Smith.
Well, he's a dork.
Yeah, and he had a rough day while he was recording in Milwaukee too.
I don't even think he was in Milwaukee. Like, Wilbon's been going down to Chicago. Stephen A. Smith was in New York already yesterday. These guys, they ain't staying here. They're all going back down to Chicago.
Man, that's a fancy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Private
I don't
jets.
Think Giannis. Well, let me tell you this. After game, no, Giannis has done this two games in a row. Game three, the cameras followed him the entire time. He went up the tunnel. He sat down. Unless he's wearing like an NBA approved diaper, he didn't go tinkle in game three.
You're right.
I don't, it's a branding idea I have. You know, for basketball players who got a tinkle after 3 minutes, I'm working on the tagline. In game four, the cameras didn't follow him as much. It's possible in game four he had to go tinkle. But the way that, I can't believe we're having this conversation or we're using these phrases. But I think it was more about he's so psyched up. He's so raw and real in his emotions. That it's not about the moment being too big, but like he just gets so, he's such a unique professional athlete. He's like, you know, in his raw emotions and in the way he approaches things, I think it's just like, okay, I need a deep breath. And maybe in game four, a deep breath and a tinkle. I'm willing to accept the possibility of that. But game three, the cameras followed him like the whole time. And I didn't see a tinkle.
Yeah, no, I get it with them. That's why, I don't know if people are even aware of this, but my show is supposed to be all commercial free. But I put in commercials because I sometimes get too hyped up and I need just like a moment to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So
is your older brother there to kind of comfort you like Giannis's is?
No, I'm the oldest dog.
Oh, that's right. You are.
Yeah.
I thought you were second of four, but no, you're the oldest.
No.
Unbelievable. Hey, Bart, can we talk about the Devin Booker non-call?
Yeah. You do it.
I would like to do
it. I'm hyperventilating.
Run to the bathroom real quick. Let Toby run the board. You tinkle up and come back strong. Actually, I need you here for this one. So let me know if you're back from the hallway.
I think I heard Toby laugh through the door. We're in different rooms, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You've been here.
So here's what I would say about that call. There were some articles that came out, from some of the publications that I do respect that talked about how, the Bucks saved the finals from the NBA. Like that if the Suns had won that game, if Devin Booker had hit some game-winning shot,
it was forever tainted.
Forever. And I'm not going to speak, beyond my own perception, but I'm going to give you an analogy that I know you will appreciate. And I know, Dave, your wrestling fan call, or not wrestling fan,
wrestler,
your pro wrestler caller at least will appreciate, and hopefully a few other callers will appreciate. I've watched WWF, WWE since forever, Bart, much longer than you have. And then, these last 5-ish years had just been a real struggle to watch. But, you kind of hang on and you kind of say, like, they do something where you're like, I'm never coming back. And WWE, for all those years, without having a competition, really, they're like, yeah, very funny, Paul. We know you're going to come back. You're going to still watch Raw. You're going to still watch SmackDown. You're going to still go to the pay-per-views. You're going to still come to the show when it comes to town. And time after time, of course, they were right. I came back because there was no other option, because there was still enough good things that I was willing to forgive, the whatever. And when The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, had that Hell in the Cell match against Seth Rollins on a pay-per-view like 2 years ago, in which this unstoppable guy like just got beaten up by Seth Rollins, and the crowd booed, and like AEW was just starting and the crowd was chanting AEW. The point is, it was I said the same thing I had said dozens of times previously, which was, I'm done, I'm not coming back. And for some reason, that moment was my actual walk away, where the amount of time I will have now spent watching their product in the past 2 years is like 1/200th, literally, of what it used to be. I parallel this to the NBA because there are a lot of really, I'm a huge NBA fan. I get League Pass. I pay the $40 a month or whatever absurd amount of money it is to watch all of these other road games so I can watch the Kings play the Hornets at 9:30 on a Tuesday night.
Yeah,
right?
But like, you tape it and you watch every game, I think.
I very, very try hard
to
I will watch playoff games like a day later without spoilers so that I can actually watch it. Like I'm a
pure madness. Huge... What you do?
What's that? Pure madness.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the league is fantastic. I'm a huge fan of it. I want to preface all that to say that Devin Booker call, it was one of those things where I think had the Bucks lost, I think renewing League Pass in
October.
You'd be out
of the NBA.
No, I'm saying I would have needed a break. I would have still finished the finals, but I'm saying like my League Pass renewal in October would not have happened. I would have needed something to kind of prove to me that we can, and I'm not saying trust in the sense of anything was rigged, but just trust that the game is going to be officiated, that the game is going to be upheld regardless of how many fouls a star player has. I think every fan of everything of entertainment has a breaking point, right? That at a certain point you've burned me one too many times with your storytelling and I'm done, right? And a lot of people say that about certain things and they come watching on the next scheduled time that whatever show it is on.
Like for this show, it was when I told people to wear a mask.
They came back because the NBA Finals, Bar. Don't lose them now.
Oh.
That it just was a really big moment for me that as I'm watching those final 3 minutes, I didn't really enjoy the last 3 minutes of that game because like my at least short-term NBA fandom was kind of on the line. And I don't mean that it's like some principled stand. I just mean like for me, it was so egregious. It was so absurd that it's kind of like, you know, I can't trust your storytelling, WWE. Like, I don't actually believe this is going anywhere. You've burned me one too many times. I feel manipulated as a fan. That was how I felt with that non-Devin Booker call. And I wanted to tell you that story because, A, of, you know, our shared wrestling affinity. But just because, like, I think for every person, every show that they've quit on, like, I don't know if you've ever made it through a show of, like, 5 or 6 seasons and then not watched maybe the last two. Like, there's been several where I've done that because, no, I just don't believe where you're going with this anymore. I've invested all this time, but I think I'm just done, or at least I need, like, an extended break. And that would have been my approach had that game gone differently because of that, where he intentionally fouled him on purpose and didn't get fouled out of the game.
Yeah, I don't think it was rigged or anything. I think it was, it was a ref that didn't want to. He was not up to the job. He didn't want to be the one to kick out a superstar in Devin Booker, and so he justified it quickly in his mind that it doesn't need to be a foul. And then that's why you have three guys. I mean, one of the other guys should have been like, "Whoa, here." I mean, we got to do something about that. Now, the Bucks did score on the play and ended up working out. But, I think we all thought at that point, well, Devin Booker's going to hit a game-winning shot. And, we all went there. And the fact that the Bucks won that game, you're right. They saved the NBA from themselves.
Yes, they did. And I think to hear the voice, and I hope, because I know the ref came out after the game and was asked about it in the pool report and said, you know, I want to paraphrase him, but you can probably find it, Bart. I know I saw it the other day. The paraphrased response was, in the live heat of the game, I thought it was clean. I now see upon replay after the game's over that I should have blown the whistle there. You think? Like, the inner monologue that must have been happening in that ref's head as Giannis had the putback to score on that fast break must have just been the biggest sigh of relief, because he would, that referee, and that it would have been the story. It still arguably, I think, is needs more attention because it's just on that next level of absurdity. Anyway, I'm glad I don't have to cancel my league pass renewal in October. I'm glad the series is 2-2 and not 1-3. I just had to get some of that off my chest here.
Well, that's what we have you on for your insight and analysis.
Thank you.
I hope it was analysis. Yeah. Adrian Hauser starting tonight, by the way. Let's I got that news. We didn't know who was starting before because the Brewers didn't know.
Yeah.
What
it's
was
big,
that?
Man.
What's going on?
I don't know. What is going on?
Oh, I thought you played something.
No.
I think we're done here unless you have any more for me.
Hey, did you clip anything for me?
I did.
All right. I did want to just make a quick comment because I know you're having your disputes, not your marital disputes, of course, but your radio listenership disputes with one caller who calls in after Bucks losses and or bad Chris Middleton games.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to think of a way to, like, in 15 seconds or less, encapsulate what Chris Middleton did for the Bucks in Game 4. And then I listened on the Odyssey app, in Odyssey Station, to Locked On Bucks, and Frank Madden, who is allowed to swear on Locked On Bucks, unlike when he joins your show, had a really perfect 15-second-ish way of summarizing the way I felt about what Chris Middleton did in Game 4. So I wanted to share that rather than trying my own version.
Is Chris going to give you 25 points every night like clockwork? No. He's going to have games where you're going to want more from him. We saw it particularly in Game 2. But Chris Middleton just dropped 40 points in the NBA Finals to win a game that the Bucks absolutely needed.
Yeah. Hey, how perfectly well said is that?
I think that's summed up very well. Chris effing Middleton. And I'd love to swear, but we can't swear because we operate by the same rules that radio did in the 1920s.
Yep. Cursing is bad.
You know, God forbid. God forbid you hear a naughty word for the first time in your life. I mean, Toby doesn't swear. Toby, you want to chime in on this? Toby tries not to swear, at least.
I mean, I try not to.
But don't you think we should be able to?
I mean, some words have to be restricted, right?
Maybe the C word.
Just some words.
Maybe just, yeah, oh yeah, and the other bad one.
Yeah. Some words need to be restricted.
I just want to say the F word.
Well,
yeah, what do we feel about that one? Is that one okay?
I feel like that should probably be restricted.
What about S?
How about we just restrict all speech? And we just listen to commercials all day.
You know, do you know, Bart, do you have any idea, like, how much more wholesome your show has become since replacing, like, Ryan Horvath with this angel over here?
Yeah, Horvath's the devil on my shoulder, Toby's the angel.
And seriously, like, they're not two more uniquely different people who could be a producer of the Bart Winkler show than Horvath and Toby.
Yeah, Horvath gambles, Toby's a nice, respecting young man. Horvath complained about doing the job and never did it. Toby does his.
Hey, Toby, do you know that Horvath, when he was, I think, in high school, he told this story on the air, so it's okay to share it. He said it a couple times. He was, like, proud of it, I think. What, Bart, didn't he go around, like, cutting down neighbors' trees for fun, like, as pranks in high school or something like that?
Oh, if there was a lawn in Joliet, Illinois, it was destroyed by Ryan Horvath. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't do anything wild in high school or college. Did nothing.
I threw a brick through a Little Caesars. That was about it.
See, I'm a pretty bored. I don't have any interesting stories like that. I'm pretty bored. The most interesting thing I did was go sledding around the streets in a snowstorm.
Oh, and I egged and teepeed a teacher's house, and she was so distraught that she quit the profession.
Oh, are you serious?
Well, I was a part of like 50 people.
But I mean, like, this person quit?
Yeah, it was a complicated relationship. I was like in love with her.
It's a little odd.
I was.
I think we might have to dive deeper into that when the Bucks are done.
She knew it, too. It was my senior year. I was 18. No, I wasn't.
And she was approximately how old?
I don't know. I don't know. Because all these, growing up, you think all your teachers are like 100, and then you find out they were all 25 at the time.
And you do or do not know her current home address?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's good.
No clue. No clue.
That's good.
All right, Paul, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know you struggle signing off with guests and callers and everyone else, so I will just leave you with this.
Paul and Mick. Bye. Our good buddy. More coming up from you guys. I'll get to you at 414-799-1250. Game 5 tomorrow night. This is our final pep rally before the Wendy's Big Show right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
1250 AM, The Fan. Live on your radio, on your Odyssey app. I was just reading a couple of tweets, people marveling at the fact that now we find out Tom Brady had a torn MCL last year. I don't believe it. I don't believe that's true. I'm calling shenanigans on it.
Really? You don't believe it?
I do not.
Not at all?
No.
You don't believe it was at least partially torn or?
No.
Nothing.
Why wasn't he on the injury report?
No, I believe he was hurt. I believe it.
I don't.
Hey, where's that? I'm guessing it's on that same knee. He wears a knee brace all the time, so he could maybe get away with it, but I believe it.
This is what guys like Tom Brady do. Winning isn't enough for them. They need it. They need more. Guys won seven Super Bowls, six, seven?
Seven.
It's not enough. Why is he still playing? Retire. What do you need? Go home. Go away. I don't ever want to see you again. I don't like Tom Brady. He ruined football. He makes everybody try to think that they can do what he did, even though he and the Patriots are a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I'm not buying it. And if he was hurt, well, then the Bucs need to be fined because he was supposed to be on the injury report then. And if that's not far enough, well, then they should replay the game in Lambeau Field, Packers versus Buccaneers. John is in Franklin, 799-1250. What's up, John?
Boys. Yeah, I saw that yesterday with Brady. I'm like, really?
I don't buy it.
I think you're right. I think the Buccaneers need to be lose some draft picks or something. If they, Brady flat out is letting us out, then they hid stuff on the injury report that could have been helpful to the Packers. Knowing that his mobility was even more limited, but now he's got an excuse for his three picks, I guess.
Yeah. It's not like we would have done anything anyway. He looked terrible against us, and we still lost.
Well, it must be nice to be perfect. I wouldn't know.
No, me neither. I'm a big loser.
Hey, we both can be mad. He beat Washington, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's quite an accomplishment, Toby. Quite an accomplishment. Yeah, just getting back on your referee thing, that's really true, man. The more I let my brain think about what would have happened. You know, and it just makes the Bucs persevering late in that game that much more impressive to me. I was worried, you know, I'm a small town guy, you know, I was really worried about how the Nets series was going to be officiated. And I got to say, I thought I was very pleasantly surprised. Being at game four, I was kind of watching the officials. I noticed Paul George several times having lengthy discussions in commercial breaks with the guy in number with the 19 on it, the official at number 19. I don't think he's the one that missed the call. I don't know their names, but it was just that caught my interest because it wasn't just like a couple words in passing. It was a pretty extended conversation. So then I was interested in watching how he was officiated because I noticed 19 was around half court a lot and, you know, was involved in officiating with Paul George there, and I really didn't see any.
You mean Chris Paul, right?
I'm sorry. Oh my God. Yeah. Playoff P. Chris George. Yes.
Oh, no, now you said Chris George.
Okay, I did not say that. I said Playoff P, but I was joking because I think that's just a joke.
Okay, so Chris George was a joke.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I'm trying to do my notebook mic impression here. Let me get some sound effects going.
Chris George and Paul Paul.
I didn't have a really good take. I apologize. I apologize for cutting you off. I got excited and yelled Bucks and Six and hung up yesterday. And a caller afterwards took it to me, and he was very correct. I was rude and... I throw my mercies I throw my apologies on the mercy of the court here.
John, this is a radio show, not a confessional.
I know, but I strive to be, you know, best caller I can be, like you strive to be the best you can be, Barty.
I do, except today I'm kind of phoning in, but other than that.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather too, but I got butterflies already. Can't wait for this game.
Oh, I'm so pumped. Where are you going to be?
I don't have any plans yet. I don't think I'll be down in the district for this one. I think I got to recover a little bit and prepare for 6, because that's going to be a big one.
Yeah. All right, John. We'll talk, buddy.
All right. Have a good one. I'm out.
John and Franklin, 414-799-1250. We'll wrap it up with you guys. The Sean O'Connell. Sean.
Good morning.
What's up, sir?
You know, John from Franklin, I think, you know, that guy, I mean, he's a great caller. He's got no reason to hang his head.
He's been a Bart Caller Standings champion. He holds himself to a high standard.
And that is wonderful. That is wonderful. But I would like to say, you know, express some appreciation to him. That's all I want to do.
Well, good.
So, you know, when you had the goodest of buddies, Paul Imig, and you guys were talking about this last game, and I agree with you in that the, it's a game that could have gone a different way with a loss. But if you really rewatch that game too, it's also a game that could have gone the other way with a resounding win. There were so many missed opportunities, particularly with defensive rebounds that did not get converted to points, that it could have really been a laugher in the second half. So I don't, with the extended breaks in between games, I think that if the, you know, Suns, if there was an immediate game, they could carry some momentum, saying to themselves, we had it, we could have, you know, won it in the end. But I think now, if you really look at this game, that game in particular, they were lucky not to be, you know, destroyed. They really were. It was tied 52 at the half, and then the Bucks showed the perseverance and came back. But, and with the Game 5, I think this is a must-win. I really do. I think there has to be urgency, not just for games Bucks and 6 and to finish out at home. Like you said, why didn't we get to see the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox last night? COVID. It's still a thing. And particularly out west, it's starting to heat up. You know, regardless of where you come down on whether or not it's a thing or not, the league has a protocol, and we got to keep our guys within the parameters of that. And traveling and having extra games or days off in between games is going to be a hindrance. I think the Bucks need to treat this game like Clint Eastwood in Million Dollar Baby, where he shoved the adrenaline up what's-her-name's nose and says, you got 30 seconds to knock this broad out, or your nose is going to start bleeding and they're going to stop the fight. I think that's the intensity and tenacity that they have to have for this Game 5. I really do.
I don't know if it's a must-win. I know why you say that. I still think even if they lose, I'll still be confident, but
I envy you that confidence, but
because then I would think the Bucks win in 6, and I think they're doing the same thing that they did to the Nets. They're going to fatigue them out.
Yeah, but can you count on that? The Suns are, I mean, other than you know who, because now John with his gaps, I don't know what to call the guy. You know who it is, who's 36 years old. Other than that, I mean, who else are you? Those guys, everybody else isn't going to get tired. Only one guy is that particular age. I don't think you can.
Well, that's the point. God, they were giving this guy MVP a week ago.
Yeah, and that was a week ago, Bart Winkler. What can happen in a week? Everything can happen in a week.
What can happen in a week? Yeah. I say it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I just, that is my thing, is that in Game 5 of the Nets series, Nash, he treated it like a must-win. He ran out Harden. We were all astonished that he did, didn't he? That was the thing. Why are they playing him? You know, he's got house money. Why are they playing him? But he treated it like it was a must-win, and then they won it, and they applied the pressure, and the Bucks had to respond which they did. But I would rather apply pressure than have to respond to pressure. And I hope you guys have a nice weekend. Take care.
You would rather give it than receive it?
Yes, when okay. It comes to pressure.
Okay. All right, Sean.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Pressure. Good song. Both Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie, and Pressure by Billy Joel. Good song. Mike, South Milwaukee. What's up, Mike?
Hey, nothing's really relevant these last 6 weeks because we're 2-2 and we're ready to win the NBA Finals. But, Bart, I got to ask you.
Uh-oh.
You threw a brick through a Little Caesars window.
Yeah, I was in high school.
But $5 pizzas, they probably jacked them up to $6 after that just to cover the cost.
They did go up to $6 not too long after that. You may be right.
Can you elaborate on the whole story?
I was out roughhousing with some boys, and we were walking by Little Caesars, and I wanted to impress people because that's been a problem in my life, and I threw a brick through a Little Caesars, and we ran to my house, and I haven't really regretted it. I shouldn't have done it, but I got away with it, and nothing happened. Nobody was hurt. They just repaired a window. They probably made money off the insurance claim, so.
You didn't even grab any pizzas?
No, well, that would have been stealing. That's wrong.
Oh. All right.
I'm not a bad person, okay? I just do bad things. And now, 15, 20 years later, your boy's a little hungry after the show. I think I got to get a Little Caesars. I'm into a Little Caesars today. Want to remind you guys about BetQL and our audio network on the Odyssey app. Ryan Horvat. We weren't dragging Harvey's name. I got a tweet about that. I'm just saying Toby's an angel and Horvat's the devil. But they're both now residents or former residents of the DMV. So much Washington, D.C. on this show. So it's what you guys have demanded, so we did that. BetQL, you can find Horvat and Quinton Mayo weekday nights. Bet MGM tonight, live from BetQL. You Better You Bet with our boy Nick Costos, BetQL Daily. All these great shows on the Odyssey app. It's your one-stop shop for betting info. Wagertainment throughout the day. So even if maybe you just like bet a little tiny bit or you're not even into it, it's still good, entertaining content. Wagertainment to help you get you ready for that night's games and react to the nights before. So BetQL Audio Network, you can check that out. It's just one of the many things we have on the Odyssey app. Download it, obviously, for me. I mean, listen to me and our shows. The Wendy's Big Show, Rami, our post-game shows are always on there. Locked On Packers, Bucks, Brewers are on this app. The TikTok girls have put out like 6 episodes of their show, and then they quit doing it. And then their parents did it for like 3, and then they quit. Demi Lovato's on there. Sean's favorite station, Freedom Rock, is on there. So you got a lot of good stuff on the Odyssey app. All right, tonight I will be in for Brewers Post. Adrian Hauser to start. Although, again, I'll check the weather in Cincinnati. There's rain in the forecast all day in Cincinnati. Storms around 2 o'clock, 3, 4, 5. And then this isn't just like, for me, it's like if you want to watch a Brewer game, the Bucks don't play tonight. There's not much else going on. You want to watch a Brewer game. You haven't watched a Brewer game in 5 days. And it always, All-Star break always somehow feels longer than that. They're a first place team. You got to beat the Reds. They're crawling up on you. You know, you get swept in the series. Suddenly that lead in the division is like gone. So you got to beat this team and you got to beat them now. So we'll have that for you tonight if they play. Much more throughout the day today. Again, the Wendy's Big Show coming up next. Sparky's Midday Madness, Rami to follow. Saturday night, we'll have the post-game show. And then right back here Monday morning, we'll talk about Game 5 and how close we are to Bucks and 6 being a reality. I am going to buy some chairs. Follow me on Twitter for updates at Winks Thinks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.